or call 989-872-3318.
2020 has made us think about some things that we never thought possible or even necessary in our lives. And even with all the unknowns in the world right now, one thing we know for certain, when it comes to healthcare, you know where to go. For the most up-to-date and state-of-the-art 3D mammography, you know where to go. For five-star service in the cleanest hospital in the state of Michigan, for primary care, whether it's in Bad Axe, Elkton, Caseville, Pigeon, or Sebring, you know where to go. For walk-in care and fast care, open 362 days a year. For a certified Trauma 4 Medical Center, award-winning pediatrics, cardiac, pulmonary, and physical rehabilitation. For three senior living communities, four pharmacies, diabetes education, respiratory therapy, or specialty care like cardiology, podiatry, urology, orthopedics, general surgery, and ears, nose, and throat. For whatever you need in healthcare, there's only one place to go. Sure. Better health, better life. So, do you know where to go? You sure do. Are you sure? You're listening to the WLEW Sports Network in week number 7. The USA Patriots hosting the Cass City Redhawks in a Greater Thumb West showdown. It is homecoming night at USA tonight. Our first of the season, remarkably. I do believe it's about 4 or 5 years ago. It felt like we had 7 homecomings in one season of 9 weeks. The Cass City Redhawks are currently one of their largest and currently in one of their largest successes of streaks in school history. After 5 straight playoff bursts, Cass City was finally able to punch their way through the wall that seemed to antagonize their entire program for decades. Scott Guthrell and the Redhawks were able to clinch the first district championship in school history for Cass City last year in 2019, as well as the school's first regional championship as well. Now in 2020, they look to repeat that effort and maybe even find a way to Ford Field in December this year.
Yep, Scott Guthrell, He was the head coach from 2001 to 2008, and he went 35-42, made the playoffs 3 times in that stretch. He took a couple years off, came back in 2011, has gone 64-33 since, made the playoffs 9 out of the 10 years. He's really built a successful program here through fundamentals. That's a disciplined team. As you saw last week when they played Harbor Beach, they keep everything in front of them. They're sure tacklers. They do the little things right.
Typically, after winning going to a state semifinal, it's usually paired with a large score of key players graduating. In some facets, that is the case for Cass City, including 4 starters, quarterback Sandon Guthrell, running back Hayden Horn, tight end Colin Rubel, and center Hunter Keister. But instead of rebuilding, the Redhawks have reloaded. That includes a star-studded backfield led by Alex Perry.
Well, Alex Perry is really a Swiss Army knife. He's going to be the running back. He's going to be an outside linebacker. He's even going to kick the ball. He's averaging 8 yards a carry. Well, this is really a three-headed monster. Jordan Mester, Jr., averaging 7.2 yards a carry. And then Noah Zaleski, also a senior, 210 pounds, big running back, averaging 6.3 yards per carry as well. So it's a three-headed monster for them.
And last week against Harbor Beach, Noah Zaleski, 19 carries for 148 yards and 1 score. Cass City had to replace their 4-year starting quarterback, Sandon Guthrell, this past offseason, and that would normally bankrupt the program, but Scott Guthrell called the next man up and found Bryce Fernald ready to answer the bell. Through 3 games, he is the 3rd leading rusher on the team and has completed 2/3 of his passes with no turnovers.
Yeah, he had a nice... He's a good runner. He isn't called on to pass a lot, but he's a great athlete. He's rushing. He's got 11 carries for 222 yards and 2 touchdowns. He's averaging 20 yards a carry. So when he comes out to the backfield running, it is exciting. But he can pass the ball when he's called on. As a matter of fact, versus Reese, he's 4-6 with 89 yards and 2 touchdowns
on the season in
the passing game. Versus Reese, so far as carrying the ball, 4 carries, 117 yards, and a touchdown. So he's a threat out of the backfield.
And completed all 3 passes that he attempted last week against Harbor Beach for 74 yards and 1 passing touchdown. But the Cass City Redhawks are not just the best offense in the Greater Thumb Conference, they also boast the best defense as well. Through last year, they gave up just 79 points in 13 games, an average of 6 points per game. Through 3 games, Cass City's upped the ante so far, not allowing a single touchdown yet this season. and have given up just one field goal in total. Expect to hear the names of linebackers Alex Perry, Jeremy Velasquez, and Dustin Nagley a lot tonight.
Last week, Cass City was able to hold Harbor Beats to just 36 yards on 23 carries.
We are just 19 minutes away from kicking off our week number 7 matchup between the Kansas City Redhawks and the USA Patriots. Keep it locked on your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Anchor Valley Services.
When you need hardware, hand, or basic power tools, yard, garden, and barn tools, feed, seed, and supplies for birds, livestock, or pets, head for the Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City store. It's like a general store for farmers, gardeners, homeowners, even wildlife enthusiasts. Whenever you visit, be sure to check for in-store specials. They keep convenience lumber on hand, as well as some emergency items such as power generators and sump pumps. Farmers Cooperative Grain Company's Cass City store, corner of M53 and Bay City Forestville Road, says go Redhawks.
Hi, this is Emma.
And Jacob.
From the Unionville Sebring Area High School Patriot Marching Band.
Even though we couldn't be at the games physically this year, we still wanted to be a part of the Friday Night Lights.
In support of our school, community, and football team, here is our fight song.
Parts, your auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe, is your source for both easy and hard to find parts for cars, heavy duty trucks, off road, marine, lawn and garden equipment, and more. They have access to over 1.9 million parts and accessories in auto value warehouse inventory, including paint and body supplies, performance parts, parts for imports, and snowplow parts. That's at Huron Auto Parts, your go to auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe. Long before becoming your auto value store, Huron Auto Parts live by the motto,
service is the difference. We get it.
Are you looking for the latest local football scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on michiganthumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend? Just go to michiganthumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page for all the latest local sports scores and information. Brought to you all season by Sure Healthcare Network and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to michiganthumb.com and click on Prep Zone. Again, that's michiganthumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. All fall sports will be featured on the Prep Zone at michiganthumb.com and click on Prep Zone.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Ace Hardware in Bad Axe.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve, without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered.
You love Thumb Cellular. Talk up, talk up, talk up.
You're listening to the WLW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, Ed Klump, Doug Cole, Rochelle Ramsey, and Dan Benke with your call tonight from USA High School. The USA Patriots hosting the Kansas City Redhawks, and the USA Patriots begin this evening with a 2-1 record and are off to their best start since 2017, a year in which the Red, White, and Blue finished 5-5. Unionville Sleewing is coming off of a hard-fought loss by the hands of Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers last week, 28-22.